Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
.com.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
People have asked, why Wisconsin?
Oh, what a save with his glove hand!
And I said, because it is Wisconsin.
Shoots and scores!
Six straight wins against nationally ranked opponents.
Power play goal! 6.5 seconds left!
Yes, we want to hang banners in this building.
What a turnaround here in Madison! Keep it going, baby!
On Wisconsin.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice. Now, here's the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Advisor Forum in Milwaukee. Big Ten referees Tony Check and Nicholas Bett. The linesmen tonight, Jonathan Sladek and Dan Cohen. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Wisconsin, road cardinal uniforms with a white striping, numerals, and lettering. Wisconsin diagonally down the chest. UConn in home whites with navy blue shoulders and pants and helmets and a little red trim around the numerals and the Husky logo on the front. Badgers will skate to our left in this opening period of play. And Christian Fitzgerald, who won 10 of 16 faceoffs yesterday, wins the opening draw here, and we're underway in the Brew City. Centering pass in front from Kukkonen, intended for Fitzgerald off the left wing wall, swung and missed, and the puck came out to center. Pretty good play right off the get-go, though. Here's Fitzgerald throwing it into the left corner. Connecticut getting pushed around a little bit. But the puck came free now to John Spetz, the right-handed defenseman. Plays it ahead to Shandor. He'll try to get it deep. The linesman got in the way, and it bounces back to center, and Spetz will try again. He'll dump it in, and Scarfone back behind his net. UConn in the midst of a change, and the Badgers' Daniel Lodge has it, paired with Jack Horbach, who's playing his fifth game as a defenseman this season because of injuries. And, a bad pass by Lodge, taken away by UConn. A pass down the middle of the ice intended for Ryan Tattle, second-line centerman, just out of his reach. Puck flipped out to center and then sent back in by Nick Carabin. He's a graduate student, a defenseman, and a Princeton transfer, but now the Badgers have plenty of time and space coming out of their own end. UConn runs a 1-1-3, basically, on a forecheck. It was token forecheck pressure, and they really clogged up the neutral zone. The Badgers able to dump it in and gave chase and got possession, and now the top line out for Mike Hastings' squad. Rylan Mosley on the forecheck, trying to pull it away from Carabin from behind. He fought through the stick check. Now it's Tom Massinio from Westwood, Massachusetts, around to the right corner. Where's the puck?
Well, he hit it with a hand pass, and UConn's not going to touch the puck because Mosley, if he touches it, it's going to be a hand pass call and bring it out of the zone. So they all just backed away, and eventually the referee has to blow the whistle dead and blow the puck dead and turn around and come. The faceoff will come outside the zone because of the hand pass originated by Mosley.
All right, faceoff just outside the blue line. Thomas Heaney is starting in goal for UConn. Callum Tung was expected to get the start here tonight, but it's Thomas Heaney, a freshman from Oceanport, New Jersey, who's getting the nod here today for Mike Cavanaugh's squad. Steal by Wisconsin. Botterill, left corner, pressured by the large defenseman Viking Gustafson Nyberg. Oh, tough angled shot, low right by Tassie off the side of the net. Badgers trying to hold on the right point. Jack Phelan unable to do so. He'll retreat and go D-to-D to Zach Scholes. Lindmark skates it across the Connecticut line. Back behind the net, Tassie. Wheels one in front. Came to the slot. Here's a chance for Kerr. Stopped by the goaltender Heaney. It's still loose in the high slot. And then chipped out to safety by Connecticut.
There's only about nine bodies in front of the net. I'm surprised that Anthony didn't get it through.
Right. Tyson Dick out there now. The Badgers' fourth line with Sawyer Scholl and Adam Pietila. And UConn able to move it back into the Wisconsin zone. Joe Palatichuk quickly after it there. UConn sends out its third line of Tabor Heaslip, Philippe Sitar, and Hugh Larkin. Larkin, a Western Michigan transfer.
Well, that's the interesting part about it is that you've mentioned the two transfers. There's only three in their lineup, which is kind of atypical in today's day and age.
Yeah, it's interesting. UConn has 10 freshmen and four transfers, so 14 newcomers on this year's squad. They have six sophomores, eight juniors, not a single fourth-year senior. They have four graduate students, however. Connecticut with a puck up near center ice. Chandor tried to redirect near the red line, hadn't even gotten to the red line. That's icing on the Huskies. 16:42 to go here in the opening period. No score, Wisconsin and UConn. And again, Thomas Heaney is the goaltender. Played in the North American Hockey League with the Maine Nordiques. His record is 1-1 with a .539 goals against average and .837 save percentage in the two games he's played. His last appearance, he came in relief of Tyler Muslick in a 5-4 win at Boston College, over Boston College, I should say. Badgers move the puck quickly. Scholl's shot blocked. Laskowski after it, banks it back out to Scholl's. He walks the blue line straight away, fires one, and Heaney made the stop there as well. Ricochet to the far corner. Kukkonen tied up with a hook by Spetz. No penalty called. Mosley now tied up a little bit too. That's Fitzgerald. Puck rimmed around and up and over the glass and out of play. Yeah, Heaney came in after Muslick got hurt against Boston College. And gave up three goals on 14 shots in the third period, and still UConn able to hang on for a 5-4 win. The last four games, the starter has been Callum Tung, but Kavanaugh goes with Heaney, and we'll see how he'll perform today against Wisconsin.
Well, it's interesting. As you look at the goaltending rotation, you're trying to find that next guy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a perfect non-conference game to try and find that next guy. If you know what Tung can do from last night, then you turn around tonight and put the other guy in.
See what you got. Badgers, here's Finley with a backhand shot from the left circle about hash marks high, and he pitched it well wide through the slot. Finley pestering Tattle a little bit. Morrissey spins away from pressure. Here's Mosley now in the left corner. Feather to pass back behind the net. The defenseman after it without a stick. Actually, that's forward Jake Percival. He leans into Wisconsin's care, and now UConn able to exit. With the puck, Tristan Fraser, a junior from West Vancouver. On the attack, send it to the corner, ridden into the end boards by Palatichuk. Kerr got bumped from behind, but the puck squirts free to Palatichuk, and Finley now with it. Looked up the ice and then got knocked down as he skidded along the left wing wall by the Badgers bench. A Husky goes down with the aid of a stick by Palatichuk, but no penalty. So it's been free of whistles so far, basically. 4.5 minutes into the first period, no score. Morrissey in a battle far side with UConn's Joey Muldowney, and the puck comes out to center, and Shandor now has it. Scott D-D-D with Gustafson Nyberg. They deflect into the Wisconsin zone to our right. Lotch slowed by Shandor, and an outlet pass misfiring Lotch, and that's icing on the Wisconsin Badgers. 4:57 into the first, no score.
Well, in the first 5 minutes of the game, you can honestly see very easily the pace of the game, the quickness and the better speed by UConn versus what we saw against Ferris State.
Yeah.
And the Badgers have done a pretty good job of countering that by keeping up their speed also.
Badgers won the faceoff, able to get it out to center ice. And then UConn re-enters the Wisconsin zone. Lodge spinning away from the forechecking pressure of Caden Shahan, that is. And now Jack Horbach's pass for Owen Lindmark off his stick, taken by Shahan. He lost it to Daniel Lodge, took it away. The Badgers potentially with numbers to our left. Here's Simon Tassie across the line. Lindmark on side, pass to the slot behind Lindmark, too far ahead of Botterill, and it comes back out to neutral. Zach Scholl's now 5 assists in his last 5 games. He had 2 helpers last night. Got it off to Phelan, who headmans to Tassie. Owen Mellenbacher out there, big left-hander for the Badgers, the extra stater on Wisconsin's line chart tonight. Puck came past him. Scholl's holds up one man. That's Tabor Heaslip, and down into the Wisconsin zone. Two Badgers, two Huskies battling near side. Scholl able to reach the puck and two-handed out through neutral ice. Shots on goal, 3-0 in favor of Wisconsin. That's it. A lot different start to this game than last night for sure.
Yeah, defensive play has been elevated by both teams.
Now here's Dilip Sitar, puts it towards the front of the net, and it went off a stick or a skate. Heislip was in the vicinity, and Scarfoni poke-checked it to the near corner. Scholl came out of there with it. Now Tyson Dick back to Scholl on his backhand, right wing, can't get a shot off. Good defensive play from behind by Tom Massinio, the former Chilliwack Chief. And now icing waved off as the puck comes all the way back Wisconsin's way. Palatichuk sauces ahead to Fitzgerald. He turns and banks it to no one in particular. It's gathered there by Jake Percival, an Avon, Connecticut native. Team leading 8 goals for Percival. The left wing on the second line with Tattle and Frazier. And with it now is the left-handed Tattle circling around the left circle. Now to the right and stops and fires. And that got blocked in front. And Palatichuk goes to pick up the loose change. He's pestered by Tattle, who almost forced a turnover. Now Palatichuk off balance, and they cycle Percival to the near side wall. To the point it goes, and Scott out to Gustafson. Nyberg, and a shot blockered away by Scarfoni to the far wall. First shot on goal of the game for UConn, and then a pass out to the point, misfiring Frazier, and that forces the Huskies to touch up. All right, Daniel Lotch now with it as UConn changes. Lotch through the center circle. He'll dump and give chase. He and Gustafson Nyberg going after it. Those are two large young men. Nyberg, Gustafson Nyberg is 6'6", 215 pounds from Stockholm, Sweden. I know the pro scouts are interested to see what this young man could do. Steele, Morrissey snaps one off blocker save made by Heaney. Oh, all of a sudden Morrissey found himself just above the hash mark straight away. Now he forced a steal, but it got batted off his stick. Lead feed, here comes UConn on the other way. Jake Richard cut off by Kerr. Looked like he had an angle for a moment, but Kerr recovered. Morrissey now with it. He tries to get the puck out of the zone, and a stick goes flying, and Morrissey maintains possession, and he'll fling it in. Finley after it far side. With Janviria on him, he goes D to D to Spets up to center ice. Oh, and Palatichuk just got crushed in the chin with a shoulder or elbow from Caden Sheahan. And Palatichuk, oops, slow to get up. And I think he's going to – no, that was Whitcomb, not Sheahan. But Ethan Whitcomb is 6'4", 210 from St. Catharines, Ontario.
Yeah, and
he
contact.
Popped him. That could be a five-minute major on Whitcomb.
Yeah, they're going to make their – way into the penalty box area to take a look at the video on this one, because I'm sure there's contention that it was head contact.
Wow. Yeah, you know, and again, Whitcomb is large. Palatichuk's not a small fry, but he's 6'1", 173, 4 inches shorter than Whitcomb, and that very well could be a major penalty. Thankfully, it appears that Palatichuk is okay. He's been dealing with injuries anyway. Had returned after an 8-game absence or a 7-game absence, played 2 games and got hurt again. But then the Christmas break allowed him to heal. Andy Rohde, the team trainer, talking with Palatichuk right now as the referees are taking a look at video replay. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. Badger Hockey also brought to you by Cleary Building. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. ClearyBuilding.com. Referees continue to look at video replay. Do you think it should be a five-minute major, Ian?
No, I don't, because he led when Palatichuk's head came down, and he led with his shoulder. It's not like he was up there with a stick or his elbow or whatever. It appeared to me that it was a shoulder-to-chest-slash-whiplash more of a check than it was anything else. He's got five.
He got five. And he's done for the night. Mike Cavanaugh, the Connecticut coach, is down right by the dasher, and he is giving it right now to Big Ten referee Nicholas Bett. He is furious. Whitcomb is done for the day, and Wisconsin will get a five-minute Kunis power play. Wow.
Not a happy camper. And the referee is giving it right back to him. Yeah. That's the interesting part to me.
Right.
We saw it on video. You didn't. We made the call. Justification right there.
8:27, the time of the five-minute major on Whitcomb. And so Wisconsin can score, if it can score, you know, you can score 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever it may be. Try to score as many as you possibly can. The power play doesn't expire until the penalty time expires. Lodge is running the point. Morrissey down low. Here is Laskowski trying to set up Mosley. Pass didn't get through. Mosley standing on the hash marks. Hal Lodge tries to hold the zone, unable to do so, and the Badgers need to touch up. While UConn is 82% on the penalty kill. Oh, here's a steal. Mosley rifles one too high. They have 5 shorthanded goals. You got to keep that in mind. That share is the national lead.
I'll tell you, the one that they scored last night was all by accident when they there was a turnover at the blue line and tried to be one man back. And all of a sudden, it's UConn with a 2-on-0. I was like, whoa.
Laskowski trying to split a couple of UConn players and stumbled to his knee, lost possession, and the Huskies sent it back Wisconsin's way. Wisconsin on a Kunis power play for another 4-10, scoreless here halfway through the first period. Up through center ice is Joe Palatichuk. Oh, he gets a head of steam in on the defenseman and lifted a shot into the chin or upper chest of the goaltender Heaney, who made the stop and then covered quickly in a faceoff to come in the UConn zone. Boy, Palatichuk showing some speed against Gustafson Nyberg.
Well, when he got to the blue line, he had no other option except to try and take it deep. And when he realized that he had a step on the defenseman, might as well go all the way. Same type of situation as we saw last night with our Quinn Finley goal.
Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Palatichuk quickly from the blue line, an aerial feed right about belt high. The Kukkonen was able to redirect, and Heaney made the stop on his knees, covered again, another faceoff to come.
Dangerous play by the Badgers, and lucky they got away with it, and lucky they got the shot. There were 2 forwards and a defenseman within a small area by the blue line, 2 UConn people just trying to cut off passing alleys, and he had no other option except to throw it at the net, because if you turn it over there, it's game over.
Ryan Tattle out there to take the draw in the defensive zone. He has 2 of UConn's 5 shorthanded goals. And Tattle won the faceoff. The puck went to the slot and cleared out by Frazier all the way down. And Tattle immediately right in the hip pocket of Daniel Lodge as he hustled back to play the puck. Badgers break it out to Finley. Cutting over Frazier, trying to cut off Finley, and he's able to whack the puck free and back out to center. UConn pressuring out of the PK.
Yeah, a little different than we're used to.
Badgers fire it in, right corner to left. Down the wall comes Morrissey trying to win possession. Hustling after it now is Messinio, and the Huskies win it again and send it down once again.
Getting to the loose pucks in their own defensive zone. UConn is causing bad passes and reacting to the bad passes.
All right, here's Palatichuk up to Finley. He got taken down by Percival. Pass in front, though, is Wisconsin's Fitzgerald. Recovered. Kukkonen cut in far wing, but the two couldn't connect, and the puck taken away by Percival. He's got 2 shorthanders. Got around a Badger defenseman. Tried to deke out Scarfone. Got him down, but his backhander slid off the toe of his stick to the corner. And now Fitzgerald with it. He'll come up the middle of the ice. Christian Fitzgerald, right wing to Lindmark. Met and checked to the ice, or to the wall, that is, by Carabin. Carabin actually went to the ice. Here's Palatichuk now. He'll walk the blue line. Fitzgerald trying to settle things down, and he will. UConn backs off a little bit. Pass by Fitzgerald intended for Kukkonen off a stick, but the Badgers regather. Tyson Dick now pressured by Percival down to the corner. 3 Huskies, 3 Badgers.
3 Huskies, 3 Badgers. 3 men in the corner shorthanded.
Here's Fitzgerald now. Center point, Palatichuk back to Fitzgerald. A quick shot off the stick of Lindmark, and it went up over the cage, the glass, and the netting, that is, the mesh, if you will. And so a stoppage and play, a faceoff to come in the UConn zone. 2:04 left in this Wisconsin 5-minute power play. Still no score here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, the 3 minutes that they've had on the power play have been relatively frustrating. It's once they get it into the zone and they start to set up, I don't think that the Badgers have seen that type of defensive pressure. I mean, they just send one guy, chase the puck wherever it goes.
Tattle again out there against Morrissey. Mosley, Laskowski, Finley, and Lodge, the Badgers' power play unit, and Tattle won the faceoff. They're about 52% in the faceoff circle this season is UConn. Wisconsin better than 55%. Badgers, though, regain control and get set up in the offensive zone. Morrissey, stick handling, leaves it off for Finley. Tapped it back to Morrissey, a near steal by Tattle. Here's a one-time drive straight away by Finley, long range. and an easy save for Heaney, who saw it coming all the way.
Yeah, there wasn't much traffic in front of him. The UConn defenseman did a good job of boxing out. Both the Wisconsin forwards were pushed off to the side. So, granted, Quinn Finley can really shoot it, but he has to have some eyes taken away from the goaltender by the Badger forwards.
Mike Hastings walks down as his top power play unit comes to the bench, and he's giving some instructions. He does run the power play units for Wisconsin. Mike Hastings does. Todd Kanat in charge of the penalty killers. UConn won the faceoff and sent it down. The Badgers will try again. Out comes Zach Scholes now with Sawyer Scholl, Ryan Botterill, Simon Tassie, and Jack Horbach. So Hastings changing things up a little bit. And a shot pass, if you will, yeah, went off a stick and out of play. They'll drop it inside the UConn zone. Still no score. 1:26 to go in the Connecticut power play.
I don't think he was changing things up very much as to get a little bit of a breather for those top two units, because you've got a variety of people from different lines playing, and some people are going to sit longer and other people are going to be out there longer.
Again, UConn wins the faceoff, able to send it all the way down. Badgers have not often lost the faceoff battle this season, but it has not gone well yet here today for the Cardinal and White. Wisconsin into the attacking zone. Kukkonen battling, lost the defenseman lost his stick. Lindmark able to win the puck free, down to the corner. He overskates. It's jammed out towards the blue line, held in by Palatichuk, taken by Lindmark. Kukkonen now in the corner. 55 seconds left in the power play. Badgers move it to the point. Palatichuk refeeds right wing wall to Fitzgerald. Backside! Tyson Dick had a chance and didn't get anything on it. Hit the side of the net. Got it back, though. Fitzgerald outside the right circle. Christian Fitzgerald looking, shooting, and that got blocked to the near corner. Taken there by Kukkonen to the point, Palatichuk. Fitzgerald wants it again. In front, a redirect by Dick went off of Husky. Ricocheted over to the near side. Here's Palatichuk. Left wing wall, it's Dick. Tyson Dick with it, and 25 seconds left of the power play. Palatichuk down the left wing boards. Here's Tyson Dick. He'll shoot one off the goaltender and caroms to the near wall again. Kukkonen goes to get it. Dick now in the circle to Lindmark. To the point, Palatichuk. 14 seconds left of the power play. Palatichuk shot redirected by Kukkonen off the top of the glass and then off the top of the cage. It bounced in the crease and then carom to the far side wall. Here's a quick snapshot by Fitzgerald. That's blocked by Vecinio. UConn clears and kills off the 5-minute major against Ethan Whitcomb. Scoreless here in Milwaukee, 6:27 to go in the first.
That last 30 seconds was about the only sustained pressure that the Badgers had on that power play unit.
Here comes Wisconsin's Jack Horbach. Came across the line, met with a shoulder check by Percival. And he can't clear, though. Steal by Simon Tassie. In the slot. Backhand shot. Oh, it handcuffed the goaltender. Heaney, it went off his glove to the near side. Now trickles back his way. And on his knees in the crease, he covers in a stoppage in play. There's 6:01 to go here in the opening period at Fiserv Forum, Wisconsin and UConn. We are scoreless.
It's worked out pretty well. Yeah. I mean, that five-minute major, we'll see how much it took out of Wisconsin on the power play, and especially how much it took out of the penalty killers from Connecticut.
All right, we'll take a break here. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Faceoff come up to the left of Thomas Heaney. Wisconsin had a 5-minute power play and failed to convert Badgers 12 shots on goal so far, 2 for UConn. Wisconsin wins this faceoff. Horbach dangling a bit out near the blue line, playing defense again this evening. Horbach cycles behind the net, and Tassie playing keep away from a pair of Huskies, rims it around back to the blue line, and then Horbach refeeds deeper, at least intends to. One of the Badgers' lateral knockdown, puck out near the UConn line, and now it comes across to neutral ice. Badgers force it back into the Connecticut zone, and taken there by Genverio. Goes around to the far wall, and they take it through center and dump it into the Wisconsin zone. Sawyer Scholl after it. Bats it back near the Wisconsin line. Tassie's got it there. He took a pretty good pop from Shahan, but able to send it back into the UConn zone, and that's where Messenio picks it up. Tried to bank a pass ahead. Intended for Mike Murtagh. Extra forward for UConn, but it didn't reach him. And the Badgers dump it down in again.
They just come in waves, don't they? I mean, they're one person's covering for the other every time you turn around.
Jack Phelan with a long-range shot that hit the backboards. Finley takes a man down. We play on, though. Puck lofted into the air, brought down by Shahan. He got to the line and dumped it into the Wisconsin zone, and Scholl's there. UConn changing quickly again. And Mike Hastings mentioned that in the pregame show, talking with Todd Canott and Nick Oliver, assistant coaches, too. They're kind of interchangeable parts. They just keep coming at you.
Yeah, every time you turn around, there's a different guy, and they always have two people on the puck. It's as aggressive a forecheck as we've seen this year.
Now whistling the late offside called. Fitzgerald ran into some traffic and got spun around, and Johnson came across the line a bit too early. 4:22 to go in this scoreless first period. Badgers 6-2-1. Their last nine games after that 2-8 start, they've outscored opponents 39-15 during this nine-game stretch. Trying to inch closer to the 500 mark. Time the Badgers were 500 when they were 1-1. Bucket center ice, protected by Kukkonen. Wanted a handoff to Kerr, who was planning to join the play, but he overskated the puck, and now Palatichuk up ahead to Fitzgerald, who may have stepped on the puck and fell down.
I think he did.
Yeah, the boards blocked our view, but he went down awkwardly he stepped on the biscuit. But now he's got it. And Laskowski had it poked free by the 6'6" Gustafson Nyberg.
Look at that neutral zone clog that Coach Hastings talked about. There's been so much more play along the boards and in the neutral zone than we are used to.
Watch. Far side Dick able to poke it past Gustafson Nyberg and diving, trying to center one to Mellenbacher, who has come down the middle of the ice, but it didn't get to him. And here's UConn the other way. Pass intended for Sitar, taken away by Wisconsin. Mellenbacher now will heave it to the left corner of the UConn zone. Spetz takes a look over his right shoulder and finds an escape plan. It's Hieslip. Fell to his knees, but able to dump it into the Wisconsin zone. And then Larkin wipes out behind the Badger net. Mellenbacher had it and a chance to clear, but flubbed the puck. So now here's Hieslip again. Little left-hander got bumped off balance by Jack Horbach. A clean hit freed the puck. Mellenbacher up to the red line. He's met with a shoulder by Spetz. Able to dump it in, though, and both teams change. Under 3 minutes to go in the first period. We are scoreless here at Fiserv Forum.
Despite the fact that UConn has only gotten two shots on goal.
Yeah.
And they've had as much puck possession as the Badgers have, to be honest with you.
Up to center, off the stick of Gordula. Ethan Gordula, beg your pardon, G-A-R-D-U-L-A from Princeton, Massachusetts. Puck is in the Wisconsin zone. They're going to bump it out to the point. It's Messenio looking. He fired one that went wide. Jack Phelan after it. Banks it off the end boards to the near side. Simon Tassie in pursuit. Ties up his man, Carabin. Phelan lifts the stick of one man, freed the puck for Owen Lindmark. He skates to open ice and then banked it ahead just a bit too far. That'll be icing on Wisconsin with 1:58 to go in the first period. We are scoreless.
My daughter says that I have good sound effects for good and bad plays.
You know, you do. You do. That was a good one for a bad play.
Exactly. Angle of incidence, angle of refraction, young man. That's all you have to remember from your high school trigonometry class.
Well, you would think playing in his 156th game, he would have figured that out by now. But every ice rink is different. You know, this is 200 by 85, an NHL-sized ice sheet, but the boards, the kick plate, whatever the case may be, might have a little bit more bounce than others.
Years past, it's been the doors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Long-range shot. I mean long-range, 100 feet away that Scarfone gloved and dropped it off. Badgers now try to exit their zone, but they're getting bottled up a little bit now by the Huskies.
Very content to dump it in and have him make a save and then go play the battles in the corner.
Sure. Gustafson Nyberg pinching down the wall in the Wisconsin zone. Lindmark looking for some support here to get the puck free. Eventually it does come out, and this Zach Scholes leading the way. Right wing Tassie across the line. Oh, sauced one in front for Lindmark. Got tackled from behind, and he goes bowling through the goaltender Heaney, as do two Huskies as well, but
he draws a penalty.
Lindmark going hard to the net as Tassie tried to feed him a little sauce pass. The center drive drew a penalty, and Wisconsin will get another Kunis power play with 1:11 to go in the opening period.
Well, they don't have 5 minutes to move the puck around the perimeter and take a couple shots. What they've got is a minute and 11 seconds left here in the period, and it would be my advice, if I was them, get as many shots as you can in this minute and 11 seconds.
I'm going to say Gustafson Nyberg holding at 18:49. So again, the Badgers had a five-minute power play that they were unable to convert on, and now they'll get 2 minutes, a minute and 11 here to close out the opening period. Morrissey wins the faceoff to the slot, moved it over to Lodge. His shot blocker save made by Heaney. It's loose to the right of the netminder. Mosley goes down to his knees, and the puck came free and sent all the way down by Muldowney.
I guess that's the other thing that I forgot to mention, or even forgot about it myself, is that this young man has not had a great career in net. The more pucks you get on him, the more you see that he struggles.
And the Badgers dumped it in, but the first to it, UConn. And they just hammer it around and down. They change penalty killers. Hieslip hustles out there now. Daniel Lodge stops behind his own net. Advance to Morrissey. Hieslip with tattle on this PK. Finley with speed comes in left wing. He shoots
Look
one.
Out.
Oh, and it went off a stick and then went up over the glass and into the netting again. Oh, Finley then went towards the boards, and you thought maybe there was an issue.
A little
coming.
Scary.
Yeah, but he's so fast, and when he went down, you can't control your body. He got popped really good by Hieslip, who's only listed at 5'11", 180, but as Finley released that shot, Hieslip got him off balance, and he went sliding into the end boards. He's fine. Another faceoff to come to the right of Thomas Heaney, who stopped all 14 Badger bids so far. And Mark to take the faceoff, won by the Badgers. Palatichuk, right wing Fitzgerald, back to Palatichuk. 20 seconds to go in the period. Fitzgerald, he whistles one wide. Tried to go blocker side on Heaney, and then Dick mishandled the puck, and it's cleared again by the Huskies.
Yeah, I don't think Tyson has figured out that they've got two guys on the puck when they're shorthanded.
6 seconds left, puck loose at center ice. Palatichuk's got it, 4 seconds to go, 2 seconds, and now they'll just wait for the horn to sound, and that's it for the opening period of play. 14-3, shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin, but we have no score in the championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Update your home with help from Menards. Keep your home organized with Closet Made Closet Kits. They're perfect for kickstarting your closet or pantry project. Find the closet solution that's right for you and save big money. The 6-foot satin chrome Closet Made Wire Closet Kit is $114.99. Good through December 31st. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals during Menards New Year's Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
talked a lot about Wisconsin's offense that's turned itself around, 39 goals in the last nine games. Defensively, the Badgers have been very good, too, only 15 goals allowed in the last nine games. And here tonight, in the opening period against UConn, the Badgers allow the Huskies only three shots on goal. But the story is UConn's penalty kill and the pressure, not only in the PK that the Huskies put on the Badgers, but even when it was 5-on-5, the Badgers had a hard time possessing the puck, making one, two, three passes in a row. Very, very rare for that to happen in the first for Wisconsin.
You know, you don't get a lot of opportunity to pre-scout anybody like UConn. The fact that Coach Hastings said that they're so good along the boards, they just love to keep the puck in the neutral zone and outside the top of their circles, blah, 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 blah. He goes on with it, and all I'm thinking to myself was, I used to watch games like that. It was like watching paint dry. But the Badgers have wrapped off, you know, as we mentioned, 14 shots. It's not like they're uncontested or anything, but every shot that they have taken has either been a rebound and a clear or a rebound and a break out of the zone. So playing very, very similar to what the Badgers do, to be honest with you.
Yeah, not many second or third chances
Nope.
here at all.
Nope. Yeah,
exactly. Well, their starting goaltender, Thomas Heaney's been good. He stopped all 14 shots. He faced Tommy Scarfone perfect with only three saves that he had to make. Badgers won 12 of 16 faceoffs. Didn't seem that way during that five-minute major, did it?
No, it didn't, because the most important ones that they lost were in the offensive zone, and by putting that fourth forward or the defenseman down low, they've got all that opportunity to jump on a loose puck, and UConn just shot it down the ice, get it over with.
So after one period here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin nothing and UConn nothing. Stay tuned. Our American Family Insurance first intermission report is on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A state historical society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Athletics.
Intermission report brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. Wisconsin and UConn are scoreless. This tournament will continue next year here in Milwaukee, and the dates are December 28th and 29th. That would be a Sunday, Monday next year. Not sure if those dates will stay that way. We'll see what transpires over the next year or so, and anxious to hear what the folks with the Gazelle Group and Rick Giles decide will be the field for next year. I know they have a field planned, and they don't want to make it public as of yet, still working on a few details. But it's been a fun tournament here this weekend, and it was the first 3 years, too. And I always enjoyed the Badger Hockey Showdown at the Bradley Center before it moved to the Kohl Center. It just makes just kind of special when you come to Milwaukee and see Badger hockey skating in this city.
I know the players feel that way. Yeah. I mean, it's you get treated first class. That's the big part of it. Everybody here, from Wisconsin perspective, 90% of the people who are in the building are cheering for you, which makes it even better.
Right.
And if I was to offer a perspective on this for the host, as the host school for next year's team, I'd go to UNLV. I'd go with UNLV. Anybody who can beat Denver in a shootout as a club team or as an independent team, you know, on their home ice, they got something going for them.
Yeah, how about that last night? So UNLV is a Division I club program. There has been talk that the Rebels would like to go Division I, NCAA Division I hockey, but they're a club program. And there are 25, 30 club programs that have good enough players that could maybe play at the Division I level or play well against Division I opponents. And that was the case with UNLV, which built a huge lead in Denver last night. The Pioneers rallied to force overtime, and then it went to a shootout, and UNLV pulls out the win. I mean, just a feather in the cap for that program. So that was fun to see.
How would you like to be UNLV and number one? You play in Denver, and they're ranked in the top 10, and then you just got to go 70 miles down the road and play Colorado College tonight. I hope they didn't lose all their enthusiasm in one night.
They may not have gone to bed. Also in college hockey, an upset as fourth-ranked Maine fell at home to Bentley today, 4-2. Bentley had shared the lead in Atlantic hockey heading into this weekend. Also, the United States lost in overtime to Finland 4-3 at the World Junior Championship in Ottawa. Logan Hensler, the Badgers freshman defenseman, had an assist in 12 minutes of play. Still, the United States is on top of Group A, and if the U.S. wins on Tuesday, it will win the group outright. Tuesday, the Americans face Canada at 7 o'clock on the NHL Network.
Oh, I might have to take that day off.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sure.
Badgers and UConn scoreless after one. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub, lots of Matt's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Wisconsin will head to East Lansing to take on top-ranked Michigan State on Thursday night at 5:30 Central Time faceoff. Pregame at 5 o'clock on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Then the Badgers and Spartans head to Wrigley Field in Chicago for the Frozen Confines. Four collegiate games in 2 days at Wrigley. It'll be Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, and Notre Dame next Friday, and then Saturday, the Wisconsin women ranked number one in the country against second-ranked Ohio State at 4:30. The Badger men against Michigan State at 8 o'clock next Saturday. Cubs.com is where you can get your tickets. Cubs.com. Looked at the weather. Looks like it's going to be in mid-20s or so when Ian Perrin and I are sitting in the press box at Wrigley Field. That'll be fun.
Well, if we get put down on a table outside the rink, yours truly will be donning the snowmobile suit, which he hasn't worn in a long time.
And I'll have a toque on and everything else I can possibly find.
Exactly.
Badgers and UConn scoreless, the second period coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Shh! Want to hear a secret? But you have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Hall of Fame. We would like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Chuck Gennaro. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know was directly affected by the work Chuck has been doing during his 30-plus years with WFHR, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Chuck to Laura Berg, laura.berg@civicmedia.us. Thank you for keeping this our little secret.
Crime Prevention Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Pfizer Forum Championship game, the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off, scoreless as we get set for period number two. What do you think was discussed in the Wisconsin locker room in between periods?
I don't know. Stay with the game plan, maybe. I would imagine that there were probably about 10 players who were pulled aside and said, this is what we're doing okay on the power play. This is what we need to do better on the power play. I would imagine there was a little bit of a chalk talk on that time, on that topic, more so than anything of the five-on-five play.
Yeah, what do you think Mike Cavanaugh said to the Huskies?
Stay out of the penalty box. We're getting tired of playing shorthanded.
Yeah, bad.
No, they're well coached, and they're as disciplined a team as we've seen in a long time.
Yeah. Badgers start the second period with 50 seconds of power play hockey because of the two-minute minor for holding on Gustafson Nyberg. And UConn able to push the puck back into the Wisconsin zone, and the Badgers will skate out of their own end. Daniel Lotch played it back to Morrissey. Left wing pass Finley now, trying to skate around Spetz. Got knocked off balance a bit, but kicks the puck out to Lotch. He looked to his right. There was no one there. He was going to just heave a pass over, but elected not to. And now Laskowski leaping play at the line. He got one off, and it was waffled away by Heaney, who's now out of position. Finley in the slot, pressured, undecisive on what he wanted to do. Didn't shoot or pass. Now he's got the puck again left wing. Down to the goal line. Laskowski didn't catch it. I think he thought quickly about turning and wheeling back to Mosley or potentially Morrissey, but just didn't pan out. And then UConn cleared it all the way down, and the Huskies are 2-for-2 on the penalty kills, 6-for-6 on the PK in this tournament. They get the job done.
I think indecision, it costs you. You think you're going to make a decision, and then 2 seconds later that allows them to react, and 2 seconds later you made the wrong decision.
Here's Lindmark, able to chip the puck free to himself away from Trey Scott. Spun around to the far side, and Simon Tassie. Tassie, double team, puck comes free, slid underneath the stick of Lindmark, taken away by UConn's Muldowney. Left wing pass to Richard, and it kind of made its way to the Badgers' net to the side of the cage and paddled away by Scarfoni. Now far side, it's Tassie. He'll chop it out to center. Here's Wisconsin's Botterill trying to outmuscle Carabin out near the UConn line. Yep, Botterill will dump it down in. The linesman missed it. And now a steal back behind the net. Botterill with it. Right side. Pass to the slot. Good read, though, by UConn. Mike Murtagh intercepting and sending it back through neutral ice.
Same wet ice down behind the net. Causes the UConn defenseman to miss the puck. And then Botterill picks up the puck and can't make a good pass because of that wet ice.
Yep, they could have waited a little while and let that water settle, but they elected not to. And now the Badgers cough it up at neutral ice. Drop pass near side. Here's a chance for Shahan. He got knocked off balance, went down to his knees. The UConn bench wanting a penalty. Pass to the far side. It's Spetz. He mishandled for a moment. Tried to dig it off the far wall. Phelan right there, too, the freshman defenseman who had his first point as a Badger last night. Steal by Murtagh. Slowed there by Schulz, who leans his hips into him, trying to work the puck free. Could not clear. Spetz down to the goal line. He goes in front. Scarfoni stops an initial bid off the stick of Percival, and the Badgers able to clear. It's rolling on edge all the way down. That'll be icing on Wisconsin. The Percival Tattle Frazier line giving the Badgers some problems here early on in the second period of a scoreless hockey game.
Yeah, Laskowski, Fitzgerald, and Kukkonen caught deep in their own zone, and I was impressed with how calm, cool, and collective Zach Schulz was, to be honest with you. Because had he not iced that puck, there would have been more scoring opportunities for UConn.
Face off to the left of Tommy Scarfoni. He's faced only 4 shots on goal so far tonight. One of the referees, Tony Check, over to talk with Mike Hastings at the Wisconsin bench. I'm not sure about what.
Hairstyles. Oh, he was talking to Kanaan anyway.
Oh, was he? Yep. Yeah. Here's a snapshot low right. Scarfoni made the stop and then covered it up quickly. That off the stick of Sitar, and then a little pushing and shoving afterwards. Hieslip not afraid to mix it up. The Frisco, Texas native, Tabor Hieslip. Sioux City Clark Cup champion in 2022 for Luke Strand.
I am sorry, but it still amazes me every year, every lineup that we see. You got guys from Texas playing in Alaska and guys from Newfoundland playing in wherever. I mean, it's amazing how worldwide this college hockey seems to be.
Wisconsin wins the defensive zone faceoff and exits its zone, but then got slowed right at the own blue line, and the Badgers forced back into their own end again. Daniel Lotch pestered by Tattle. Misfires on a breakout pass. Too far for Mosley. Taken back by Trey Scott. Or Omaha Lancer Scott. Puck loose at neutral. Mosley can't gain possession.
Tried to dump it in and hit his own man.
Gustafson, Nyberg went D to D. They outlet it far side. Percival, drop pass backside. Tattle centering pass to Frazier, who cut from the left wing to the slot, and he fanned at the shot.
Can't imagine that they haven't done that a few times before.
Sure looked like they've done that, doesn't it?
That was pretty much set the way it was supposed to be in stone.
And now Palatichuk tries a headman to Finley, gets around Gustafson, Nyberg, but they're going to call icing. How did that happen? And Mike Hastings has both hands up in the air.
I don't agree with the call.
They said that Scott beat Finley to the hash marks, but boy, it looked like Finley won that race. Wow. Linesman now explaining to Finley what he saw.
And I think that the interpretation of that rule is a tie goes to the home team, or goes to the defending team, mistaken.
Yep. Face off to Scarfoni's left, still scoreless here, about 4 minutes gone by in the second period of play. Badgers won the draw. Palatichuk gets it around the wall and chipped out by Finley. He gathers it in on the rush. Here he comes with a Liskoski. Can't get a shot off. He had his stick lifted from behind and actually got hooked, a delayed penalty on UConn. Oh, the Badgers had a two-on-one coming down the middle. It was actually Pietila on the right wing, not Liskoski. It's Finley with a burst of speed, and he got his arms lifted from behind. And so the Badgers get another Kunitz power play with a chance to score first here today.
And again, I continue to be astounded. It looked like Quinn Finley put no effort into that burst of speed. It's just so fluid and natural. And speed kills, and it'll cause other people to take penalties, and that's exactly what he's done twice tonight.
Hook on Larkin at 4:07. Badgers on a power play. Pass by Fitzgerald to the bumper, and Lindmark tried to redirect it on net, failed to do so. Now it's taken by Spetz, chipped it over to the near side, but not out. It's loose near the line, and Fitzgerald's pass too hot to handle for Palatichuk, and back to neutral, and the Badgers need to touch up. And they do. Fitzgerald now dumps it down in. Heaney can't play it behind the net. It rolled all the way around to Spetz, and he fires it down to the Wisconsin zone.
They just are very so aggressive at the blue line, and Badgers are a little scared because you turn it over at the blue line, and you're usually the last guy back.
Palatichuk skates up through the center circle. He'll take the ice given to him, and the puck deflected to the far corner. They jam it around to the near side. Can't clear him. Asensio got tied up. Now he'll cough it up. Tyson Dick shoots one. That didn't get through. It's loose in the slot and cleared to the near wall by Percival, and then sent all the way down again by UConn. So with UConn pressuring so much, what would you advise the Badgers?
Put it deep no matter what happens. Make sure it goes deep.
Finley, drop pass right wing, Morrissey. Sauces across now to Daniel Lodge. Lodge to the left dot. Here's Liskoski now. He'll shoot one. That didn't get through. Ricochets off the end boards. Lodge kept it alive. Mosley will spin it around to the near boards. And Quinn Finley. Finley out to the point now in Morrissey, and he coughed it up.
Aye.
He was stick handling and just muffed the puck and turned it over and was sent down by Heaslip. 29 seconds to go on the Badgers. Power play, still no score. Lodge again. And Ben Dexheimer, their quarterback on the number one power play, is out with an injury. So Lodge is running this power play unit. The Badgers quarterback on the number two power play unit, Logan Hensler, isn't here either. He's at the World Junior Championship, and now a shot by Liskoski out high, goes off his stick, and sails out of play with 7 seconds left on the UConn penalty. Still no score between the Badgers and the Huskies.
UConn kills in the offensive zone a little bit different than the Badgers have been able to see and have seen in the past. Daniel Lotch, when he comes out of the zone, is supposed to be the lead guy. Somebody's supposed to go from UConn to take him, but they don't. They just let him carry the puck because they know that the three forwards who are following him up are the ones that are the dangerous ones. So, yeah, there it's kind of like lesser of two evils.
Based off Dehaney's left.
Important faceoff because there's only 7 seconds left. Keep your eyes open, boys.
Pietila out there to take the draw. Scholl wins it back to Scholes. He's unable to get a shot off. Immediately pressured by Heaslip. Very impressed with Tabor Heaslip on the penalty kill. Penalty is over. Here's Kukkonen, snaps one off. Actually, that was Jack Phelan, the freshman defenseman. Low left, kept out by Heaney and sent to neutral ice. Cross ice, Heaslip. They're onside, near side, Shandor. He tried to shoot, blocked. Pietila took it away.
Two.
Slides it ahead, Botterill. Two on one with Wisconsin. Botterill right wing looking. Deke goes to Scholes. He can't get a shot on goal. found his stick, but he just couldn't put it on net. Now Scholl in front. Sawyer Scholl turned around. He couldn't shoot the puck as he got tied up. Here's Phelan now. Palatichuk with it. He darts around Hislop, low left. Tried to move it back to the left ring.
Look out.
And Sawyer Scholl, but that was intercepted by Hislop and chipped out to center. And now the Badgers control it once again. 13:05 to go in the second. Wisconsin and UConn, no score. Puck is picked up by the Huskies. Gardula to the near side. Long-range shot by Sheahan off the chest of Scarfoni. He dropped it but then covered quickly to get a stoppage in play. 12:54 to go in the second. Wisconsin and UConn, no score. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ryan Posick and Ian Perrin at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. Title game of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. And we have no score here. Nearing the midway point of this hockey game. Puck slides back into the Wisconsin zone. Scarfoni will paddle it over to Palatichuk. Bumps it off the end boards for his D partner, Kerr. Advance to center ice. Kukkonen cut off by Gustafson. Steele now Tassie comes in, shoots one off the glove of Heaney. Oh, Tassie